KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A serial rape suspect has been rearrested after escaping police custody in Marion Hill, west of Durban this week. Police spokesperson Robert Nitsiunda says the man faces multiple rape charges in Nkandla. He allegedly targeted learners who were staying at school cottages in the area.
Police relentless search for the suspect located him at a hostel in Umbile on Thursday morning. The suspect will appear in the Pinetown Magistrate Court today, being Thursday, 22nd May 2025, on a charge of escaping from lawful custody.
That kicks in next month couldn't be worse. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana yesterday announced that the general fuel levy will go up by 16 cents a litre for petrol and 15 cents for diesel. It's the first fuel levy rise in 3 years. Godongwana told Parliament during the tabling of Budget 3.0 that despite the increase, it still will not be enough to close the country's fiscal gap over the medium term. The AA's Eleanor Mavimbela says that while they understand government's fiscal pressures, the impact of the hike will hit consumers hard.
Elevated interest rates, increased electricity tariffs, and persistently high unemployment. Fuel is a critical input cost across all sectors of the economy. Any increase inevitably drives up transport and operational costs, further intensifying inflation. Lower income households, which spend a greater share of their income on transport, will be disproportionately affected by this rise.
The Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has launched a program to support youth-led businesses with export potential. The 12-month Next Gen Export Incubation Initiative aims to build globally competitive enterprises through mentorship, training and digital trade support. It's aligned with the Entrepreneurship Development in Higher Education program and targets alumni with export-ready ideas. Applications for the first intake close at the end of this month. And two people have died and another two are missing after major flooding in New South Wales in Australia. The disaster has left more than 50,000 people under evacuation warnings. According to the BBC, the record rainfall was caused by a slow-moving area of low pressure and has now been declared a natural disaster. More than 100 schools have been closed because of the floods, which have left thousands of homes and businesses without power. The top story, a serial rape suspect has been rearrested after escaping police custody in Marion Hill this week. Follow East Coast Radio Newswatch on WhatsApp to get the latest from here and around the world. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.